What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. And training camp is upon us. So we wanted to start by giving Rico an opportunity for a receipt segment. And I want to do it this way. This team is loaded with stars, right? The Lions have a lot of star players, several of which are under the age of 25. And in order for them to repeat what they did last year, which is to get into a football game where the winner goes to the Super Bowl, just to get back to that point, someone we don't know about is going to have to emerge. That's how football works. So someone who's not a star that becomes a star. And there's one person, there's actually two I come back to. So I'll give Rico an opportunity to bury me twice. But I want to throw.
Okay. I don't.
You take immense pleasure in the receipt segment. The only thing you enjoy more is a visit to your dentist. And that has nothing to do with cabins. The point I make is, I have a player.
Not funny. That's not that funny, Kenny.
I have a player on each side of the football that is not a star yet that I think will be. It's going to be my pick. So as we open camp and we can revisit this, you know, I don't know, halfway through the season, you can revisit it at the end of the year. I want to know who your player is that is going to arrive on the scene this year for the Lions. And even though people don't think about them being a driving force right now, they're going to be. So let me give you my number one with a bullet. A player who is not a star, but I think if they're going to do the things many people think they're going to do, if they're going to have this gaudy record people think they're going to have, my selection to arrive on the scene this year and go from anonymity to a star is none other than Jameson Williams. Everything is on the line for J-Mo right now. There's no injury. There's no gambling suspension. There's no nonsense in the offseason. We haven't seen him, heard from him, nothing. The last time we saw J-Mo, he had two incredibly impactful plays in San Francisco. What if that game is the launching pad for J-Mo to be the guy that I was happy they drafted before I soured on the guy he actually was, and now we return to where it all started. Happy he's here. Jameson Williams is my selection to become a star this year for the Lions on offense. Do you want my defensive one?
I do.
Okay. I think he was drinking out of a fire hose last year. I think he was lost in the shuffle with how good LaPorta was, how good Gibbs was, how good Branch was. Everybody looked at him and went, well, what's wrong with this guy? My selection to become a star this year, especially because of the additions on the D-line, I give you Jack Campbell.
Really?
Jameson Williams and Jack Campbell are the two players, as training camp has opened, that I'm buying as much stock as I can get, and they will be driving forces for this football team this season. 248-539-9797. Kenny, you look upset at me.
David Cannon will vouch for me. The second you started setting up, I looked over and I said, Jameson Williams is my offense, and then I said Jack Campbell is my defense. And that was before anybody said anything about their
shocking,
players.
Considering your drop. I thought you would have been all Jack Campbell.
Heyo.
So if you agree, call in. If you want to make fun of me, call in. If you have a different selection, the receipts are now. I need a player on offense and a player on defense that is going to rise to stardom this year for this team. So Rico,
There are my two.
Right.
You have two picks.
I do.
David has two picks. Kenny has two picks. And there can be duplicates if you like my selection.
Well, I don't know what Dave is going to do, but you're going to have three people saying the same. J-Mo, I said it last year after the championship game against San Francisco. Had they won that game, that would have been his coming out party. I still think it was his coming out party. He had the best day ever. He was everything that you wanted and hoped that J-Mo was ever going to be throughout that game, scoring two touchdowns. He was that X factor. Yep. The fact that they lost the game, I think a lot of Detroit forgot about it, and they only remember the bad things that happened, the drops, the fumbles, the not kicking the field goal.
Also,
but
correct.
In that game, J-Mo showed me something, and I'm like, if he can do extrapolate this throughout the rest of next season, he's the weapon. And you now know why the Lions traded back to get him. So J-Mo is my guy on offense. On defense,
let me hear it.
I think he's going to become next level. I think he's become that guy that you're going to start talking about top safeties in the league. And I do think it's going to be Brian Branch. I think he is that good. Going back to the interception he had against Kansas City, I'm just like, yeah, it's just something about, hey, this team loves those Alabama players, and the Alabama players come here and they ball out. So Brian Branch, defense, J-Mo for me on offense.
David Hall.
Yeah, I think we are all on the same page offensively. It's Jameson Williams. It is his time. St. Brown even spoke to the media today and said, I know you all always hear me say this, but this is the time for Jameson Williams. Is
he in the
year.
Best shape of his life?
Oh, dear.
Because then it counts.
But the time to believe in him is now, and I truly believe he's going to flourish in his offense. And it started with, and Rico, you said this from the beginning, it started with that NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
The way he looked and the way they used him, oh, he's ready, and I think they're ready.
David,
giving that weapon to Johnson?
Lions fans just blanked out on that game, and all you can remember is every bad thing that happened, and you forget that you could say it was the second was a meaningless touchdown, but it still gave you the opportunity. If you got the onside kick, you still had a chance. He made big plays. He jump-started the game early on that reverse, where the end around that he just took the ball and dink, 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 in. So,
and then my one defensively here is this guy is going to take a giant leap forward, and that's going to be Aiden Hutchinson. He had 11 and a half sacks last year, but most of those came at the end of the year, and he was getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I think that will result in more sacks for him, and he'll lean more towards the 15-16 sack number in my mind.
But here's my beef with that. He's already a recognized brand. I need someone.
But 11 and a half sacks is not recognizable in my mind.
Sure it is.
Mm.
David, look, I'm not telling you got the best of him last year. I think in a lot of ways he reminds me of like Myles Garrett early on, where you're like, dude, there's got to be more here. There has to be more here. But he's already viewed as the face of the Lions.
I guess I'm looking at it as he needs to be the Myles Garrett and the TJ Watt
right,
for
but I'm
their
saying
defense.
It's got to be someone who has some anonymity. Everyone around the league knows Aiden Hutchinson. They know he's a good football player. I'm talking about, give me a guy that people don't know that will help propel this team. How about this? Don't worry about Aiden. Give me the guy who's going to help Aiden.
They don't have that guy. I don't believe they
really have
that guy. I don't.
Okay. 248-539-9797. But as camp opens, this is J-Mo time. Like, it has to be now or never for J-Mo. And if this team is going to live up to the gaudy expectations, you know, people calling this station thinking we're winning 14 games, I think J-Mo's got to be that guy. He will unlock a dimension to this offense that will largely make it unstoppable. I mean, think about it. Amon Ra is 110 catches and 1,200 yards and 8 TDs all day.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Laporta is the best tight end in football. Okay, Jahmyr Gibbs is explosive. David Montgomery's reliable. Your O-line is a non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
J-Mo becomes DeSean Jackson. Prime. How do you stop it?
The answer is you don't. They need to stop themselves. So who is your player? And if you just want to have the JMO conversation, cool. Maybe he'll call in again and tell me I don't like him.
Are we still doing that?
Oh, sure. The first time he has a bad game and drops three balls and I say it, people will accuse you of being a racist. Just like Kenny. Dude, there's a weird element in this town when it comes to JMO. You want to defend the kid, defend him. But we keep it on the level with him. If you're playing well, we'll say it. If you're not playing because you're an idiot or you're not playing well, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't blindly defend athletes. I don't get it.
No, I'm with you. And that's why I said I just want Detroit to realize and remember what he did in that game. And, yeah, if he can continue to have a game like that, here's what happens. You don't need him to do it every game, but he becomes that big-time threat where now all of a sudden.
Safety over the top every play. Where's J-Mo? And I got to have deep help.
Well, right. Now all of a sudden LaPorta has a great game because you're so worried about J-Mo.
100%. 248-539-9797. By the way, Kenny, 7-horse in the next race. Give you a little price. You don't have to bet Olympic soccer. You can bet something that's like actually real.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we've got people who want to talk. The Detroit Football Lions camp is open. We wanted to start with a receipt segment. Name the player who's going to take the jump from relative anonymity to stardom this year. And I'm buying as much Jameson Williams stock as I can get. And if you wanted something for the defensive side, Jack Campbell, the forgotten man of the high draft picks. It's not his fault that Sam LaPorta turned into George Kittle. It's not his fault that Jahmyr Gibbs turned into everything DeAndre Swift was supposed to be. It's not his fault that Brian Branch was a stud opening night on. And a bit
should have been a first-round pick, but he was a second-round pick.
Jack Campbell, year two, really smart kid, really athletic kid. It's hard to learn the linebacker position. Their D-line is going to be better. I do envision McNeil and Reeder together, keeping him clean at the second level. But yeah, I'm all team J-Mo this year.
I'm gonna write that one down.
I know you are.
Oh, what about Jack Campbell, Mike?
Oh, I'm waiting for
nice
that.
Nice tackle.
Like week five, and he's totally average, and I'm just getting crushed. David, what do people have to say about it before we go to the phones?
Yeah, Eli Manning of the defense.
Some of the other names coming in. Offense, James Mitchell. Defense, Josh Pascal. Reasons, two third-year players that have ample opportunity to hit that leap and become unsung heroes for the team. Someone else is saying new offensive star Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't know if that counts.
I don't think it counts because he announced himself last year. I know that because it was a split backfield, but I don't view Jahmyr Gibbs as a guy that is not well known or not productive. He was extremely productive.
On
I was about to say, yeah, Gibbs to me and LaPorta are kind of off the books because they rank right up there with Amon-Ra. I think the world knows who they are.
On defense, he says it would be Emmanuel Mosley returning from injury.
With one or two legs?
Two legs.
Okay.
Two legs has to be right.
Let's go to the people, see what they have to say. DJ will lead it off. What's up, Deej?
My dog. What up, though, fellas? Y'all all right?
First of all, I don't know. Are you okay? Are we seeing any dirty diapers thrown along the side of the road? Are you okay?
I'm good, dog. No, today's a bit better, man, but... You know what's crazy about this, Mike? So we had to take before and after pictures. So before, it'd be messed up. Then after, but the very next day, it's like we never was there the first day. So that's like a weird thing that goes. It's unreal, Mike. But listen, let me get into this, man. First of all, welcome back, gentlemen, because it's football season. So I'm about to be bugging y'all once a week with my
Lions
tape because I live for this. You know, Pistons stink, baseball stinks. I don't like hockey, so I live for this. Welcome back, my dogs. So look. Check this out, Mike. I was sitting here like Luca Brasi, sitting here trying not to mess up what I'm about to say. Remember when Luca was about to talk to the Godfather, he was rehearsing what he was going to say?
Yeah. And may it be a masculine child.
Exactly. I was sitting here literally like Luca Brasi because I got this Detroit Cooley education. I don't want to jack this name, man, up. I don't want to butcher it. And Fatua
Melifonwu.
See what I'm saying? About the coolest
cat. Don't worry about it, DJ.
Yeah, I got him, dog, because I seen it last year, man, the interceptions, the big plays. As hard as linebacker is to figure out, believe it or not, I think safety is just that hard because you got a lot of responsibility, and it seemed like he got it. So that's who I got defensively. Then offensively, Rico, you probably will kill me for this one because I know what you can come back with, but I'm going to throw this out there, and I have no evidence to support it. This is me taking a long shot. The Vaki kid. The sixth-round pick that we drafted this year, I got him being Malcolm Rodriguez. Listening to Brad Holmes, listening to to our offense coordinator, if you're including special teams, fullback, running back, and everything else that they say that this kid can be, mm-hmm. I think he's going to be the one as a utility to kind of push us over the top that nobody's really hit to,
okay,
in my opinion.
Yeah, DJ, I'm going to hold on to that. Oh, by the way,
Rico's going to hold on to that. Yeah, you know he is.
DJ, by the way, if you want a whole different perspective on the Luca Brasi thing, watch the show The Offer, and you'll see mm-hmm. that scene in a totally different light. I promise you that.
Let's see our roads in a different light. Stop throwing garbage so DJ doesn't have to pick it up. By the way, Kenny, I just gave you free money, by the way.
Did you? What happened?
You didn't bet the horse?
No, I bet on Iraq soccer, and I won.
I hand you 10-1. You don't bet it. You know what?
To be fair, he won his
you know
as
what?
Well.
You know what? We're done. I told you all day that it was my favorite horse of the day. Funny Uncle.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you missed it? I told you before the show.
You didn't tell me anything.
Horse just won for fun. Sorry. I'm sorry. The kid complains about money. I give him 10-1 morning line.
I like money.
You're disrespectful to the equine athletes. Right there. Kenny hates minority jobs and money. That's really what we're coming to here today.
Horse jobs.
Let's go to David in Roseville. David, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Mike. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, man.
Hey, David. Hey, Kenny. I was part of the tournament last night, so I apologize on behalf of everybody that I was in the middle of trying to walk into a shop when you guys put me on, and I was like, well, I guess I can't be myself today. So, anyways, honestly, I picked the wrong choice in the tournament. I wanted David's Moan, but that didn't work out for me. Anyways, player I think that's emerging, DJ stole it from me, Sione Vaki. I just believe that he can be a weapon throughout, even on defense or special teams, because if they put Khalif Raymond up on a receiver, who's going to be the return man? Probably Vaki, because he's like a mini Jahmyr Gibbs. If you give him the ball, he can block. He doesn't fumble the ball. He can do interceptions. He can run around and make plays by himself with his legs. So that was my play that I think that's going to emerge here.
Look, he's an interesting player. I mean, it's a guy who originally was a safety. Utah had so many injuries. They had to move him to running back. He's a bit of a jack of all trades. And listen.
And Brad Holmes likes him, too.
I know. It's just, where do the touches come from?
A lot in the practice.
Right, but I'm saying, where do the opportunities come from? That's the one thing for me.
Obviously, well, right now, look who's out right now. One of the guys that we had on our defense last year that was playing slot corner. Someone could flop in there real quick that you could put in that you could trust that he's going to know which play to make if you just throw him in there. He can play both sides of the ball. So
if he works out, it's official. Brad Holmes has made a deal with outer space.
No, if the old lineman works out.
Oh, the kid from Canada without a profile? Yeah, that's true.
Now, if he works out, then yeah. But this Vaki, it sounds great, but Mike, I think
what'd you just say?
Vaki.
Okay. Nothing.
I think what you said is correct. There's so many offensive weapons that I don't know if he'll be able to It's almost like he's on the wrong team.
Is the guy going to play both ways? Is he going to go back to playing defense too?
No, not going to make the roster. Practice squad. That's right. What I believe.
Look, the bottom line is the guy played both ways at Utah, and he was effective, and he's a physical player.
You got Montgomery. You got Gibbs. You got Laporta. You got J-Mo. You got St. Brown. You have so many different options. I don't see where he's going to be a viable option on offense to be that breakout player. Because if he's getting the ball, then that means there's other guys who are not. So I understand where people go. I think they got seduced by the fact that he could play so many different positions.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. We do have a college football today that may spark a hot debate. I might be a terrible fan, or more of a terrible fan than you already view me, as it would pertain to college. Rico will try to steer the ship at four. Listen, I don't know what the hell this copy is. I can just tell you I'm not reading it. I'm just going to tell you about Shandy. Because I don't know what the hell I care about what the Brits do with their ginger ale and beer or German Radler. Here's an idea.
Do you Philip?
Philip! Kenny, just look at me one time. Just look. You broke my heart. All right, back to the callers. Let's go to Derek.
I knew it was you all the time.
I knew. Who do you know in Havana? Let's go to Derek, 97.1. What's up, Derek? How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How about yourself?
Excellent. Who is your selection as training camp opens?
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you I love you guys. Your show is awesome.
Thank you very much. Very nice of you.
Thank you. Second of all, I agree with you. J-Mo is going to be the standout breakout star on offense. On defense, I think it's going to be Houston.
James Houston.
Good selection. Guy hurt all of last year, flashed as a rookie, could become a brand name this year. I like that pick.
That's why I believe our GM didn't go get another one, because he has belief in him as well.
Well, I think the other thing that's nice, too, is there's going to be a rotation up front, which will keep guys fresher. To David's point, I think Aiden will be able to give you more because he won't get worn out. And James Houston, as a specialist, James, go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
That allows guys, it's the do your job Patriot way of what are you best at? Just do that.
See, and I think once you get Houston going and you get DJ Reader back there, then the line, it'll solidify the line, because right now I still want them to go get an edge rusher, a pass rusher, just more help on that defensive line. Treat the defensive line the way you do the offensive line, and I think that will take the team to the next level.
Yes. Yes. Let's go over to Anthony, 97.1. Ant, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today? I'm listening on the Odyssey app because Rico told me it was free.
Please listen. It's free.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind, Ant?
Nothing much, guys. So I agree with all of you that said J-Mo. Yes, he's going to be the guy to break out. And like Rico said, it was because of that NFC title game that he really shined. And I forgot how good he played until the game was over. But my guy on defense is Aleem McNeil. I really do think the addition of DJ Reader is going to help him be that superstar, be that guy that's going to be a force in the middle. And it's kind of, you know, like he's one of the guys that you forget about. As far as,
Aleem McNeil's interesting.
On the team.
It's funny because, look, before he got hurt last year, he was one of the five best defensive tackles in football, and nobody ever would have selected him. So he was a bit of an unknown. He was known to us. Mm-hmm. He was known how awesome he was. Maybe, Anthony, am I okay allowing Aleem McNeil?
No, that's fine.
Because I think this could be a year where McNeil, because the team's known and good and national TV.
So you're going to McNeil and not Campbell?
No, Anthony.
Okay. I thought you were switching as well.
No, definitely. One more thing. I don't think we'll keep him. I think that's how good he's going to be. He's going to command top dollar when he hits free agency after this year.
Yep.
I really don't think we're going to keep him. So that's why I think we get the best out of him now. And then, you know, whatever he can do afterwards, I mean, God bless him. At that point, I think we're going to win the Super Bowl. So thanks for your service, and I appreciate you guys taking my call. Thank you,
Anthony. Anytime, brother. Appreciate you listening. Please listen; it's free. By the way, when you were gone, that was every Tiger promo. I made sure of it. There's no better sound.
Gone. on that? I got eliminated early twice from the bracket.
Listen.
Maybe and I wasn't sad at
Yeah, all. I was going to say. You're...
Yeah, I thought that was going to go far.
That's who you lost to.
I thought.
Now, listen. I'm not being mean. I don't think Mark's a mean man. But it's a little weird to me demanding apologies when a team is under 500 and six games out of a wild card and you want people kissing a ring. Hey, I don't
brother,
know, man.
Brother, focus.
Okay,
focus. Lions.
Kenny,
camp.
Kenny to seven. Oh, wait. You don't care.
Give me another chance. Just give me another chance, damn it.
How about the four this race at 9-1? All right, let's keep there it moving. No, not nearly as confident as last race. That was my play of the day for you.
Mike saying put the car in the house on.
We are saying
college fund.
We're saying none of that.
Right. Let's, that engagement ring, put it on this race.
I'm putting it in right now.
Hold on. You didn't buy a ring, did you?
No. Okay. No. Please, that's hilarious. I'm sorry. I should not say that.
Wow. No, because I would leave mid-show to return it.
You know what?
Hey guys, we got other things to do.
Once again, let's focus. Lions.
All right, Dad. Let's go to Rob, 97.1. Hi, Rob. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Mike, Rico, Kenny, and David. Thanks so much for what you guys do. You guys are fantastic. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. What's going on?
I agree with the majority of what everyone said. Jamison Williams, obviously. Jameer Gibbs, he's kind of a star. We can't really go there already. Jack Campbell, certainly possible. Brian Branch, I feel like, is already a stud. The guy, I think DJ took it. The first call, he kind of took my thunder a little bit. If you look at Efitu Melifonwu, I mean, this guy, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, like, this year we were even wondering if he was going to be on the roster last year. He was on the bubble, you know? I mean, no one was talking about him, and all of a sudden he played in 17 games last year. Now, mind you, I don't think he's going to be a top 100 NFL player in the league, but I think he has every opportunity. If you look at his stats, everything's gone up. His tackles, his sacks, his interceptions, more importantly, his playing time. And now with Tracy Walker out of the picture, it's like, okay, I know we have Kirby and they're experimenting with Branch at safety, but man, I thought he came on pretty strong and he's an athletic guy. And that's my dark horse.
Yeah, and I think it fits the profile, Rob. That's not one of the first five or six guys you're going to name on the defense. You're right. When healthy, he has had a linear progression. You're right. Maybe this is the year he just kind of storms the gate and becomes a star.
And sorry about my two-year-old in the background. He likes Broderick Martin personally, but hey, what are you going to do?
Apparently, he likes Broderick Martin and the keyboard. He's having a great time.
He's in a studio somewhere to record some music.
He's got a regular Scott Storch over there.
Well, listen, man, that's what we do here in Jersey. But listen, don't take my opinion too serious, because I was just thinking about 2012. I thought Titus Young was going to be one of the best seasons in football, and I was, before he lost.
Rob, mistakes were made.
Yeah, and again, Rob, there were circumstances that contributed to his downfall. It was called the 5 inches between his ears.
Mistakes were made.
Yes.
It's not your fault, Rob. That was amazing, by the way.
What was...
His kid was playing the keyboard.
No, I'm like, Titus Young, what was the thing with him?
He had serious issues. He had mental issues and emotional issues, and just a lot. I mean, remember he punched a teammate at Boise. Then there was the one where Stafford and him got into it in a game, and Stafford
right on the sideline. Yeah.
Yep. Stafford pretended he didn't. Long story short, Titus had a lot of issues.
Then who was the guy that had the
what
the. The potpourri.
Hey, Rico, focus. Mikhail LeShore. I mean, what are we doing here? Most embarrassing draft busts?
No.
How about Ryan Broyles? You took a guy with Legos for knees.
Yeah.
Ruben Drones in the second round? Mm. Except you cut him in training camp?
How about Javid Best?
Okay, we're good. All set.
We're locked in on the four horse, by the way.
No, because I'm not nearly as confident in that, but I'm offering you price.
Too late now.
You blew your shot. And maybe that's karma because you're trying to get rid of minority jobs. Also, by the way, we are going to get to the rest of these calls right now. We're going to get to the Blitz top of the hour, and I think there's going to be a college football skirmish to come out of it. Also, just to show you that the more things change, the more they stay the same. The open of Chiefs training camp, and who's in the middle of a fracas acting like a boner jam? None other than Kadarius Toney, the Kyrie Irving of the NFL. I saw that.
Penile cancer. What does it take for a guy to be released? Seriously, what will it take for the Chiefs to cut Kadarius Toney?
I don't know, because when they drafted Worthy, I thought, okay, he's out the door. Nah, they got a role for him.
Maybe because Rashee Rice, nobody knows what the hell's happening with
him. That's true, yeah, and you had Kelsey sticking up for him, so.
Whatever, had enough of him, too. All right, Nate's on a cell, 97.1. Hi, Nate.
Hey guys, appreciate your show. I would listen to it as much as I can here. I moved out of Ann Arbor, and I still try to listen to you as much as I can.
Well, thanks. So,
I think, you know, like everybody else is saying, the JMO has to be. This is a year to put up or shut up. But I am really looking forward to Terrion Arnold, and I think that with him and Brian Branch there as corners, I mean, we're gonna see these two Alabama studs just work together and just lock down the secondary, and that's what I'm hoping to see the Lions do this year.
I think you make a great point, because if a rookie, Rico, that's my bad.
No,
if a rookie is a star from day one at corner, with Nate.
But here's the thing, Nate and Mike. I think that in year two and year three, yeah, you're going to get that locked down. It's rare that you get a rookie who comes in and from day one can get this done, because they're going to get abused, they're going to get tested, and you're going to find out by the middle to end of the year. I think you're going to see a lot better corners, but I think early on, those two guys are going to test.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenny, just look at me one time. Just look. You broke my heart. All right, back to the callers. Let's go to Derek.
I knew it was you all the time.
Who do you know in Havana? Let's go to Derek, 97.1. What's up, Derek? How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How about yourself?
Excellent. Who is your selection as training camp opens?
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you I love you guys. Your show is awesome.
Thank you very much. Nice of you.
Thank you. Second of all, I agree with you. J-Mo is going to be the standout breakout star on offense. On defense, I think it's going to be Houston.
James Houston.
Good selection. Guy hurt all of last year, flashed as a rookie, could become a brand name this year. I like that pick.
That's why I believe our GM didn't go get another one, because he has belief in him as well.
Well, I think the other thing that's nice, too, is there's going to be a rotation up front, which will keep guys fresher. To David's point, I think Aiden will be able to give you more because he won't get worn out. And James Houston, as a specialist, James, go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
That allows guys, it's the do your job Patriot way of what are you best at? Just do that.
See, and I think once you get Houston going and you get DJ Reader back there, then the line, it'll solidify the line, because right now I still want them to go get an edge rusher, a pass rusher, just more help on that defensive line. Treat the defensive line the way you do the offensive line, and I think that will take the team to the next level.
Yes. Yes. Let's go over to Anthony, 97.1. Ant, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today? I'm listening on the Odyssey app because Rico told me it was free.
Please listen. It's free.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind, Ant?
Nothing much, guys. So I agree with all of you that said J-Mo. Yes, he's going to be the guy to break out. And like Rico said, it was because of that NFC title game that he really shined. And I forgot how good he played until the game was over. But my guy on defense is Aleem McNeil. I really do think the addition of DJ Reader is going to help him be that superstar, be that guy that's going to be a force in the middle. And it's kind of, you know, like he's one of the guys that you forget about.
as far as, you know
Aleem McNeil's interesting. It's funny because, look, before he got hurt last year, he was one of the five best defensive tackles in football, and nobody ever would have selected him. So he was a bit of an unknown. He was known to us. Mm-hmm. He was known how awesome he was. Maybe, Anthony, am I okay allowing Aleem McNeil?
No, that's fine.
Because I think this could be a year where McNeil, because the team's known and good and national TV.
So you're going to McNeil and not Campbell?
No. Anthony.
Okay. I thought you were switching as well.
No, definitely. One more thing. I don't think we'll keep him. I think that's how good he's going to be. He's going to command top dollar when he hits free agency after this year.
Yep.
I really don't think we're going to keep him. So that's why I think we get the best out of him now. And then, you know, whatever he can do afterwards, I mean, God bless him. At that point, I think we're going to win the Super Bowl. So thanks for your service. And I appreciate you guys taking my call. Thank you,
Anthony, anytime, brother. Appreciate you listening. Please listen. It's free. By the way, when you were gone, that was every Tiger promo. I made sure of it. There's no better sound.
Gone! I got eliminated early twice from the bracket.
Listen.
Maybe and I wasn't sad at all.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought that was going to go far.
That's who you lost to.
Listen, I'm not being mean. I don't think Mark's a mean man. But it's a little weird to me demanding apologies when a team is under 500 and six games out of a wild card, and you want people kissing a ring. Hey, I don't
brother,
know, man.
Brother, focus.
Okay,
focus. Focus. Lions.
Kenny to seven. Oh, wait. You don't care.
Give me another chance. Just give me another chance, damn it.
How about the four this race at 9-1? All right, let's keep there it moving. No, not nearly as confident as last race. That was my play of the day for you.
Mike saying put the car in the house on.
We are saying
college fund.
We're saying none of that.
Right. That engagement ring, put it on this race.
I'm putting it in right now.
Hold on. You didn't buy a ring, did you?
No. Okay. No. Please, that's hilarious. I'm sorry. I should not say that.
No, because I would leave mid-show to return it. You know and what? Hey, guys. We got other things to do.
Once again, let's focus. Lions.
All right, Dad. Let's go to Rob, 97.1. Hi, Rob. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, Mike, Rico, Kenny, and David. Thanks so much for what you guys do. You guys are fantastic. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks. Robert. Appreciate it. What's going on?
I agree with the majority of what everyone said. Jamison Williams, obviously. Jameer Gibbs, he's kind of a star. We can't really go there already. Jack Campbell, certainly possible. Brian Branch, I feel like, is already a stud. The guy, I think DJ took it, the first call, he kind of took my thunder a little bit. If you look at Efitu Melifonwu, I mean, this guy, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, like, this year we were even wondering if he was going to be on the roster last year. He was on the bubble, you know? I mean, no one was talking about him, and all of a sudden he played in 17 games last year. Now, mind you, I don't think he's going to be a top 100 NFL player in the league, but I think he has every opportunity. If you look at his stats, everything's gone up. His tackles, his sacks, his interceptions, more importantly, his playing time. And now with Tracy Walker out of the picture, it's like, okay, I know we have Kirby and they're experimenting with Branch at safety. But, man, I thought he came on pretty strong, and he's an athletic guy, and that's my dark horse.
Yeah, and I think it fits the profile, Rob. That's not one of the first five or six guys you're going to name on the defense. You're right. When healthy, he has had a linear progression. You're right. Maybe this is the year he just kind of storms the gate and becomes a star.
And sorry about my two-year-old in the background. He likes Broderick Martin personally, but hey, what are you going to do?
Apparently, he likes Broderick Martin and the keyboard. He's having a great time.
He's in a studio somewhere to record some music.
He's got a regular Scott Storch over there.
Well, listen, man, that's what we do here in Jersey. But listen, don't take my opinion too serious, because I was just thinking about 2012. I thought Titus Young was going to be one of the best season in football, and I was before he lost.
Hey, Rob, so. Rob. Mistakes were made.
Yeah, and again, Rob, there were circumstances that contributed to his downfall. It was called the 5 inches between his ears. Mistakes were made.
Yes.
It's not your fault, Rob. That was amazing, by the way.
What was
his kid was playing the keyboard?
No, I'm like Titus Young. What was the thing with him?
He had serious issues. He had mental issues and emotional issues. Okay. And just a lot. I mean, remember he punched a teammate at Boise. Then he had the Then there was the one where Stafford and him got into it in a game, and Stafford
right on the sideline. Yeah.
Yep. Stafford pretended he didn't. You know. Long story short, Titus had a lot of issues.
Okay. That what? Okay. Then who was the guy that had the
what?
The potpourri.
Hey Rico, focus. Mikhail LeSueur. I mean, what are we doing here? Most embarrassing draft busts?
No.
How about Ryan Broyles? You took a guy with Legos for knees.
Yeah.
Ruben Drones in the second round? Mm. Except you cut him in training camp?
How about Javid Best?
Okay, we're good. All set.
We're locked in on the four horse, by
no,
the way.
No, because I'm not nearly as confident in that, but I'm offering you price.
Too late now.
You blew your shot. And maybe that's karma because you're trying to get rid of minority jobs. Also, by the way, we are going to get to the rest of these calls right now. We're going to get to the Blitz top of the hour, and I think there's going to be a college football skirmish to come out of it. Also, just to show you that the more things change, the more they stay the same, the open of Chiefs training camp and who's in the middle of a fracas acting like a boner jam, none other than Kadarius Toney, the Kyrie Irving of the NFL.
That's not that.
Penile cancer. What does it take for a guy to be released? Seriously, what will it take for the Chiefs to cut Kadarius Toney?
I don't know, because when they drafted Worthy, I thought, okay, he's out the door. Nah, they got a role for him.
Maybe because Rashee Rice, nobody knows what the hell's happening with
him. That's true, yeah, and you had Kelsey sticking up for him, so.
Whatever, had enough of him, too. All right, Nate's on a cell, 97.1. Hi, Nate.
Hey guys, appreciate your show. I will listen to it as much as I can here. I moved out of Ann Arbor, and I still try to listen to you as much as I can.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think, you know, like everybody else is saying, the JMO has to be. This is the year to put up or shut up. But I am really looking forward to Terrion Arnold, and I think that with him and Brian Branch there as corners, I mean, we're gonna see these two Alabama studs just work together and just lock down the secondary, and that's what I'm hoping to see the Lions do this year.
I think you make a great point, because if a rookie, Rico, that's my bad.
No,
if a rookie is a star from day one at corner,
I'm with
Nate.
But here's the thing, Nate and Mike. I think that in year two and year three, yeah, you're going to get that locked down. It's rare that you get a rookie who comes in and from day one can get this done, because they're going to get abused, they're going to get tested, and you're going to find out by the middle to end of the year. I think you're going to see a lot better corners, but I think early on, those two guys are going to get tested. Just starting off with the Rams and with Cooper Kupp coming into Ford Field, you know, hey, welcome to the NFL, Rook.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, I'm having my faith in Brian Holmes, number one pick. I'm just hoping that, you know, we'll see what they do, because that's where the Lions need to improve this year. So,
and Nate, no. And I think that you have a valid thing. I just want a lot of people, just don't expect Sauce Gardner from day one. Like, these guys are good,
yeah.
But it may take a little bit of time.
Yeah, I agree. It may take some time, but that's the guy who I'm looking to be the star.
I like it. Nate, appreciate it. And again, from an I think it's risk-reward. You're right. It's one of the hardest things to do, but if it happens, like look at how the Chiefs ended up with McDuffie opposite of Snead.
Yeah.
Man, if you can have that, imagine what it would do for this team. Because what has the weak link been? It's been the corners.
Yeah, and then imagine now you're under team control for the next 5 years.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Now, eventually, you're going to have to pay that man, but...
Well,
yeah.
It's like the caller we had last segment. I mean, I'm not going to make Lions fans sad. Let's enjoy the season. But, like, yeah, you're going to start losing people. Why? You have too many good players.
Mm-hmm.
You have too many good players.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, as I laugh with Cookies, always Snickers, like, oh, look at your Niners. I'm like, buddy.
Yeah, look at you.
That's you in about 3 years.
Let's go to Julian, 97.1. What's up, Jules? How you doing?
Hey, guys, what's going on, man? Nice to hear you.
Same.
I just moved out to Fresno in the spring, and not only does it suck weather-wise, I'm surrounded by 49er fans.
I was gonna say, isn't Fresno smog city? Like, isn't it always, like,
it's
hazy?
115 degrees every day. No, it's like desert weather, man.
Really? Hey, sorry. So Jesus.
I'm kind of late on the call thing. But the thing is, I've been buying into JMO since that last game of the year. But I'm out here with a lot of San Francisco, like 49ers fans, like I was saying. It's big AUK talk. And I just wanted to put this in your ear. I don't know if you guys talked about it yet. But what about JMO in the fourth round for AUK?
No.
And I would hate that because I just bought a jersey. But no?
No, I wouldn't because, again, you got to pay AUK. There's no room at the end.
That big body.
No.
Body. I mean, I know JMO could go sideline to sideline and north to south, but I don't know. That's just been in my ear because I'm surrounded by these dorks, you know? So.
First of all, they're not dorks, Julian. Second of all,
dork.
I will say that no, because JMO Lyons, you know, he's under contract and he's cheap NFL wise. So you don't want to. You're going to have to pay AUK a lot of money in order to make that trade. And to me, it would be ridiculous for the Lions to do that. So
are you going to do that?
I would
franchise him and say, okay, either you show up or you don't. We drafted a rookie, and if you don't want to be here, see ya.
Also, real quick, I know you guys are going. Their sports talk is nothing compared to you guys. Also, I'm going December 30th. I'll be in the Bay. Let's go Lions. Love you guys.
There you go. That's going to be one of the games of the year. Jules, appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, I've heard Fresno's a miserable place. That's why I asked him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
everyone talks about L.A. it being like smog city. It's actually Fresno.
Really?
Yeah, horrible.
Hey, maybe me and Cookies will do the pregame show for me.
Isn't it all like manure farms out there? Isn't that what Fresno State's got on the back of their helmet?
Yeah, I had a friend that went to school out there.
No, on the back of the helmet. It's like a farmer thing. It's like a V and a pitchfork, but it's for all the farmers.
Oh, is that what that is?
And the manure or whatever. I don't know.
I've often wondered, like, what is that V for?
It's for the farmers.
So I just thought maybe it was like a ripoff of USC for victory.
No, definitely. I'm telling you, it's agricultural.
Look, well, like, is there anything you don't know about college football?
Okay, I don't know why Iowa has a lightning bolt on their helmet. There. Open admission. I have no idea why it's on there. The sticker with the lightning bolt. What does it mean?
I mean, I guess it's to pray for rain. So
No.
So you get the corn.
It's got to mean something. Why State got a poop emoji on their helmet? Oh, wait, it's because they're garbage.
Hey, who hurt you?
Anything green and white, basically.
Who hurts?
No.
David. You know what, David? You can go home.
Yeah. That's all downhill from here.
You go home on a high note, right? That right there is comedic timing.
It was perfect. It was a great job by Hatchet Man. there you go. Perfect. 248.
One night in the hotel room, and Mike just loses his stuff.
Well, he got rid of his own.
You're all terrible. I want to let you know that. This is awful. Let's get into a college football blitz. And I think a topic is going to ensue out of it. Next, 97.1. Also, by the way, we are going to get to the rest of these calls right now. We're going to get to the blitz, top of the hour. And I think there's going to be a college football skirmish to come out of it. Also, just to show you that the more things change, the more they stay the same. The open of Chiefs training camp and who's in the middle of a fracas. Acting like a boner jam, none other than Kadarius Toney, the Kyrie Irving of the NFL.
I saw that.
Penile cancer. What does it take for a guy to be released? Seriously, what will it take for the Chiefs to cut Kadarius Toney?
I don't know, because when they drafted Worthy, I thought, okay, he's out the door. Nah, they got a role for him.
Maybe because Rashee Rice, nobody knows what the hell's happening with
him. That's true, yeah. And you had Kelsey sticking up for him, so.
Whatever, had enough of him, too. All right, Nate's on a cell, 97.1. Hi, Nate.
Hey guys. Appreciate your show. I would listen to it as much as I can here. I moved out of Ann Arbor, and I still try to listen to you as much as I can.
Well, thank you.
I think, yeah, like everybody else is saying, the JMO has to be. This is his year to put up or shut up. But I am really looking forward to Terrion Arnold, and I think that with him and Brian Branch there as corners, I mean, we're gonna see these two Alabama studs just work together and just lock down the secondary, and that's what I'm hoping to see the Lions do this year.
I think you make a great point, because if a rookie, Rico, that's my bad.
No,
if a rookie is a star from day one at corner,
I'm with Nate. But here's the thing, Nate and Mike. I think that in year two and year three, yeah, you're going to get that locked down. It's rare that you get a rookie who comes in and from day one can get this done, because they're going to get abused, they're going to get tested, and you're going to find out by the middle to end of the year. I think you're going to see a lot better corners, but I think early on, those two guys are going to get tested. Just starting off with the Rams and with Cooper Kupp coming into Ford Field, you know, hey, welcome to the NFL, Rook.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, I'm having my faith in Brad Holmes, number one pick. I'm just hoping that, you know, we'll see what they do, because that's where the Lions need to improve this year. So,
and Nate, no. And I think that you have a valid thing. I just want a lot of people, just don't expect Sauce Gardner from day one. Like, these guys are good, but it may take a little bit of time.
Yeah, I agree. It may take some time, but that's the guy who I'm looking to be the star.
I like it. Nate, appreciate it. And again, I think it's risk-reward. You're right. It's one of the hardest things to do, but if it happens, like look at how the Chiefs ended up with McDuffie opposite of Snead.
Yeah.
Man, if you can have that, imagine what it would do for this team. Because what has the weak link been? It's been the corners.
Yeah, and then imagine now you're under team control for the next 5 years.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Now, eventually, you're going to have to pay that man, but...
Well, it's like the caller we had last segment. I mean, I'm not going to make Lions fans sad. Let's enjoy the season. But, like, yeah, you're going to start losing people. Why? You have too many good players. Mm-hmm. You have too many good players.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
As I laugh with Cookies, always snickers, like, oh, look at your Niners. I'm like, buddy.
Yeah, look at you.
That's you in about 3 years.
Let's go to Julian, 97.1. What's up, Jules? How you doing?
Hey, guys, what's going on, man? Nice to hear you.
Same.
I just moved out to Fresno in the spring, and not only does it suck weather-wise, I'm surrounded by 49er fans.
I was gonna say, isn't Fresno smog city? Like, isn't it always, hazy?
It's 115 degrees every day. No, it's like desert weather, man.
Really?
Jesus. I'm kind of late on the call thing, but the thing is, I've been buying into JMO since that last game of the year. But I'm out here with a lot of San Francisco, 49ers fans, like I was saying, it's big Ayuk talk, and I just wanted to put this in your ear. I don't know if you guys talked about it yet, but what about JMO in the fourth round for Ayuk?
No.
And I would hate that, because I just bought a jersey, but no?
No, I wouldn't, because again, you got to pay Ayuk. There's no room at the end.
That big body.
No.
I mean, I know JMO could go sideline to sideline and north to south, but I don't know. It's been in my ear because I'm surrounded by these dorks, you know?
So. First of all, they're not dorks, Julian. Second of all,
dork.
I will say that, no, because JMO Lions, you know, he's under contract and he's cheap NFL-wise. So yeah. you don't want to, you're going to have to pay Ayuk a lot of money in order to make that trade. And to me, it would be ridiculous for the Lions to do that. So
are you going to do that?
I would
franchise him and say, okay, either you show up or you don't. We drafted a rookie, if you don't want to be here, see ya.
Also, real quick, I know you guys are going. Their sports talk is nothing compared to you guys. Also, I'm going December 30th. I'll be in the Bay. Let's go Lions. Love you guys.
There you go. Right. That's going to be one of the games of the year. Jules, appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, I've heard Fresno's a miserable place. That's why I asked him.
Yeah, maybe.
Everyone talks about L.A. it being like smog city. It's actually Fresno.
Really?
Yeah, horrible.
Hey, maybe me and Cookies will do the pregame show for me.
Isn't it all like manure farms out there? Isn't that what Fresno State's got on the back of their helmet?
Yeah, I had a friend that went to school out there.
No, on the back of the helmet. It's like a farmer thing. It's like a V and a pitchfork, but it's for all the farmers.
Oh, is that what that is?
And the manure or whatever. I don't know.
I've often wondered, like, what is that V for?
It's for the farmers.
So I just thought maybe it was like a rip off of USC for victory.
No, definitely. I'm telling you, it's agricultural.
Look,
well, like, what's
is there
the thing?
Anything you don't know about college football?
Okay. I don't know why Iowa has a lightning bolt on their helmet. There. open admission. I have no idea why it's on there. The sticker with the lightning bolt. What does it mean?
I mean, I guess it's to pray for rain. So
No.
So you get the corn.
It's got to mean something. Why State got a poop emoji on their helmet? Oh, wait, it's because they're garbage.
Hey, who hurt you?
Anything green and white, basically.
Who hurts?
No.
David. You know what, David? You can go home.
Yeah, that's because it's all downhill from here.
You go home on a high note, right? That right there is comedic timing.
It was perfect. It was a great job by Hatchet Man. That, there you go. Perfect.
Two, four, one night in the hotel room, and Mike just loses his stuff.
Well, he got rid of his own.
This is... You're all terrible. I want to let you know that. This is awful. Let's get into a college football blitz. And I think a topic is going to ensue out of it. Next, 97.1.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.